biraz annen kuru destek. I think that there are so many devotees who are connected with Gaur Govind Maharaj. They took Harinam first once that they should respect and glorify Gaur Govind Maharaj. How bold he was. Actually he was bona fide Vaishnava. And he was actually in the line of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So I request the Tetrapada Prabhu. Normally you are senior than me. So much senior. No. We account senior juniority from there. So you should come here and stand up and नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नमः चैव नमस्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं च अतोऽजरं I'm very happy to see that Vyas Puja of Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj on the birthday we are celebrating here in the secret of the Gaudiya Mata. Really, he was not in any wow. He was out of all. He was pure Vaishnava. I have so much link with him. He met me in the in 95 or 4, he met me. And he was very much impressed by me. He had taken birth in a Vaishnava family, in Brahmin. And from beginning of life, he was culturing Vaishnava books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatamrita, all other. From beginning, he wanted to be a sannyasi, renounce order, Vaishnava. And he was searching guru. At last, he gave up his wife, kids, and all others, and he was searching a bona fide guru. At last, he came to Vrindavan, and fortunately, he met with Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And he was, in his first meeting, he was so much impressed with Swamiji. At last he took sannyas from him. was very brave Vaishnava. I have heard his cassette and his past time from the devotees, especially when I went last time in Puri. I heard his one cassette. He was briefly telling that where there is duplicity, political things, and something out and something inner, there is no Vaishnavata. He is not a Vaishnava. If anyone has big tilak, big kanthi mala, and he is preaching so Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, but if he has some duplicity or what? Crookedness, kapatya. Really, he is not a Vaishnava. And he cannot preach. His preaching will be not fruitful. I know that he was very fond of Jiva Goswami books, Tattva Sandarbha, Brahma Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha and Priti Sandarbha. And that is why he was so bona fide Siddhanta knowing Acharya. I think there are so many preachers and senior Vaishnava in ISKCON, but I think that they have never seen Tattva Sandarbha, Bhakti Sandarbha or any Sandarbha. See, Bhardi used to tell and not accepting ISKCON story that Jeev has fallen from Golok Vrindavan. He never accepted. And he very boldly written everywhere and he used to speak about it. Tadgatva nanyavartante tadham paramamam. Any devotee by sadhana, practice of bhakti yoga, his all anath goes away, his aparad, offenses goes away, and after that he comes in the stage of ruchi, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and after that swarup siddhi, and after that vastu siddhi, and he takes birth in the womb of gopis, and he enters in the realms of pure bhakti, in the love of Radha and Krishna conjugal. He cannot be touched by Maya, never and never, and he cannot return to this Maya. So this theory is not established truth. So he never accepted this. And if some ISKCON leaders get some arguments, you have to cut all the arguments that established this by Jiva Goswami's theory. Jiva Goswami everywhere written like this. In Gita, in Bhagavatam, everywhere. So, because that they are ignorant about this, because they have no sadhusam, he was very bold and used to tell, satang prasangam avidya sambidau bhavantarit karana shayana katha sajyosanat asu apavat vatmani sadharati bhakti tasmin mahan mukharita madhubis charitra. This is love of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was not confined in any very little circle. He was beyond this limit. So he always told his disciples, try to have bona fide sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastreka. He has given so much impression on this sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Not only the Vaishnava of the same well, you know. Well, I know a story that there is a boy, his father made a well, and after 100 years that well was rotten, water was contaminated, and so many big worms and germs came in this. But his son was very father's I am following always my father. So there was near Ganges and Jamuna, but he never used to go to Ganges and Jamuna, not taking fresh and pure water. He used to tell that I will have to take the water from my father's well, whether I die or anything. And he took some water and he died. So we should have a sadhu sangha. Satam prasangam vajya sambidam. By this bhakti will come. Not taking water by that well. That is taking only bad siddhant, no siddhant at all, but following that thing, it will not give suddha bhakti, pure bhakti or prema bhakti. So he always impressed on sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. So we should realize this. If there is no one qualified, bona fide Vaishnava, knowing all the established truths, detached from worldly desires and all these things, and not having any realization about Krishna, he is not actually Guru. Who is Guru? Jatarasi Vaishnava is Guru, and he is like Sikha Guru. If a Vaishnava like this, Jat Rusi, Jat Rati, you know, if Rati has appeared in his heart, then naturally he will be detached by the worldly thing, and he will have some realization. Like Bhakti Parechan Bhavo, Virakti Anatra Chaitri Ke Kala, Prapadjamanascha, Jathar Sutusti Pusti Kudupaya Nukhata. If anyone is chanting, remembering, doing bhakti, and he is telling that I have come to Rati, but if he has no realization, no detachment from worldly things, and no taste in Hari Bhajan, he is not a pure Vaishnava. Like when a man takes any prasadam, like one handful, two handful, in the same proportion, shira goes away, appetite goes away, in the same proportion. And tushti means satisfaction comes, and detachment from taking anything comes. Three things at a time. If you are doing bhajan, but you are not satisfied, you are always suffering. So many problems. It means that there is no bhakti. If there is no desire. So, jayatma samprasidati. Those who are doing bhajan, they will always be happy. Some inspiration, some feelings here, heart melting, tears coming, hair extending, this will come. And if there is nothing, and he has remembered all these slokas, Vedas and everything, Bhagavatam and Gita, and he gives so many lectures, but he is not Vaishnava. Duplicity will be there, and some hypocrisy will be there, and policy will be there, and thus his bhakti will be ruined. And if anyone be associated with him, bhakti will go forever. So he always impressed on sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. He also told that the names of the deities in his corn after Saniji, those who have kept, that is wrong. Sadha Parsati, it is Rasabhar, or anything like the Radha Landaneshwar. These are not okay. That Swamiji, I asked from Swamiji himself, and he replied that I have not done the Bhagavat, so called disciples have nominated these deities. I was so much unsatisfied. I told that why you kept it? They were puzzled. They could not answer. So this was he, Gaur Govinda Maharaja, so bold. But he was somewhat not like me. If whole world will be one side, I will be one side. I will never separate any bad siddhant. I will tell everything. But in this case, he wanted that his cone should be there. Some reform should be there, but he did not want to destroy his cone. That is why he told his disciple not to give up a stone. I think that is why he died. Not died, but he became, he left this world and went to his holy master. Because he was checked everywhere, controlled, that he could not speak this truth. And that is why he was not satisfied. He wanted to tell so many things in open discussions and meetings everywhere. I have heard that he went to France, where I went, New Mayapur, and he boldly told all this, in Holland also, in Australia and all the countries. That is why I know personally that all the senior disciples or Vaishnavas of his own, they used to fear that if Gaur Govinda Maharaj is present and he is boldly telling all these true siddhanta, then all will follow him. They will not go to take initiation from them. So they wanted to control him, not to speak like so. And that is, he was disturbed and he did not want to stay in this world. I know that he has written some special issues, books, some special issues about Radharamananda Sambhav, especially Mahabhav and Rasaraj Bhav. I think that anyone of his own has not touched all these things. And he has written in his that publication, there are two, I saw two publications. And one magazine, two magazines I saw about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have read something, not wholly, but I have read. I saw that he was in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He was not a blind follower, but he was from heart and core of heart, he used to tell or to accept anything if he was satisfied by that truth. That is why he told, what is that thing? Mahabhav, Rasaraj Swarup. He had described, explained in his book. He has also explained, like Rupa Goswami has explained, Ado Saddha Tata Sadhu Sangata Bhajan Kriya Tata Onak Sarnivritti Ityad. all these things. Also, I have seen he had taken that flow, shanti, abhyaksa kalaktam, the symptoms of the mood, bhav. I have not seen anyone explaining all these things. This is really bhakti. Symptoms of bhakti, bhav bhakti is what? Shanti, abhyaksa kalaktam, virakti, mana, sunyata, asa, bandha, samatkantha. नामगाने सदागति आसक्ति सद्गुणाख्या प्रति तद्वसति स्थले इत्यादि भावा सुज्ञात भाव वर्डली रिटन ऑल दीज थिंग्स भक्ति हैज टू एक्सपेक्ट वन अनुकूल्य एंड अदर प्रतिकूल वन फेवरेबल एंड अनफेवरेबल अनफेवरेबल वी शुड ट्राई टू गिव अप वेरी सून and favorably we should accept. This will take us in pure prema bhakti, otherwise we cannot do. If anyone following but not giving up, anastha, always criticizing others, always have duplicity and hypocrisy and all others, he cannot improve. So we should give up, try to give up all these things. In bona fide Vaishnava Sadhusam. I have also seen him quoted this slok, Sannam Rupa Chaitadi Sukatsanam Kamena Rasana Manasi Nijya. Tishan Bhaje Tadanuragi Janangami Kalam Nair Akhilam Ityupa Desha Saram. I have not seen all these things in any form. Only I have seen Swamiji, he has explained all these things in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the Upadeshamritam and all other books in Chaitanya Charitamritam. Adi 4, first 4, Raramananda Sambhad, Sanatana Siksha, Rupa Siksha. These are favorable things we should try to accept. And if you are accepting, you are advancing in pure bhakti. And otherwise, only making temples so much and making so much money, we will have to fall down like so many disciples of Swamiji fell down from sannyas. So we should be very careful. Yes. I think that if he was in this world for 2, 3, 4 more years, then I think that some changes in his tone may have been done. But perhaps Kali wanted that he should go away from this world. And he requested Krishna that, oh Krishna, if he will be here, then I will be so much disturbed. So you should please call him. That is why Krishna called him and he went to his Prabhupada to serve him. Perhaps he will come with Swamiji again in any shape and he will support his and nurse his disciples and give him inspiration. Today I am giving my heartly offering to his lotus feet that he was a very brave acharya and knowing siddhanta and very boldly he told everything that Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Swamiji wanted what he wanted to preach, so he had preached. So he offered or hardly offering in the Lord's feet of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. Time is over. Mahaprasad is given. Now aarti will be done and we are doing his arshan here and then yes, take Mahaprasad and try to follow the achar vichar teachings and examples of Srila Gaur Govinda. Gaur Premanande, who will do archan? So you should take up our your cloth and go and at once you should do. Who will sing? You should sing. Sri Guru Charana Padma. Anyone can help him?
At once go.
You should go.
Take Ashwan first and then.